Minister Simcha Rothman. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hi. Everyone today and yesterday in Israel, we were shocked and in anger and all the feelings, sad, all the feelings that you can imagine when Hamas people murdered six hostages. At least one of them I know is an American citizen, yes. Hirsch Goldberg, Poland. And this evil that it's our faith to fight, also in Gaza, also in the north, with yes. Hezbollah, also with Iran, also near my house in Judea and Samaria, where just yesterday, three policemen were killed.
Yes, I saw that.
Just in a shooting. It's the evil of the Islamic jihadist approach that comes from Iran, that comes from all its proxies all around us, and we sometimes get those hurtful reminders of what us and the entire free world needs to deal with.
You know, and let me just tell people who you are, Simcha, if you don't mind. Simcha Rothman, he is a member of the Knesset. He's for the far-right religious Zionist party and the chair of the Knesset Constitution, Law, and Justice Committee. So, again, I try to veer away from just talking heads. We have a lot of talking heads, Simcha, here in America, I'm sure there in Israel as well, who just talk without fully understanding what is going on, what is at stake. Can you help us here in America? You know, because already the talking heads and our media is framing this in such a way. I'm glad you open it up with that this is an evil that Hamas committed. Because if you're just listening to American news, it sounds as though it's Benjamin Netanyahu's fault that this happened versus placing the blame squarely on Hamas.
I know that sometimes the Wikipedia editors try to portray me as the far right. I'm not against to being into the right of a lot of people, but in Israel, the views that my party and myself are representing, we are not far right. We have the support of the vast majority of the public in Israel. Maybe some extreme left or far left people would want to color it as far right, because of the same people that when they see this evil that Hamas is doing, and they try to put it on Netanyahu, on the Prime Minister of Israel, the same people try to portray us as extremists. It's not about it. This is outrage. The fact that we had a ceasefire on October 6th. We did not start this war.
Right.
Sadly, I have to say, we had a lot of problems with pushing forward this war due to delays of weapons sadly, the current administration, the Biden administration, delayed for a few months ammunition that Israel needed in the fight in Gaza. And so this war takes a longer time than we would want it to take. And the hostages are in captivity for longer than we would want them to be. We want them to be released as soon as possible, of course.
So that I understand, because you're a member of the Knesset, you understand this information far better than most of us. Are you saying that a part of the reason, maybe not the whole reason, but a part of the reason why this war since October 7th has extended as long as it has, is because of the Biden administration not providing Israel with the weapons that were promised?
I say that I don't know exactly to tell you, and if I, and what I know, I can't tell.
Right.
But I can tell you exactly about the length of the war. But I do know that the word delays. In the supplies of ammunition, some of it is behind us now. We have the fact that during the war, time of war, we were pressured not to go into Rafah. Everyone knows
yes.
that. Everyone remember
I
the
do.
Saying "don't." That we heard from our ally, and we know the public in the U.S. We appreciate the support that the vast majority of the public and elected officials in the U.S. Extend to Israel. We are allies, and we know this alliance comes on shared values with the American people and the American and the USA. And sadly, I can't even understand why this pressure not to go into Rafah, not to go into and block what is called the Philadelphia line, the same line that during the war, a lot of ammunition came to Hamas through this pipeline underneath the Philadelphia line and the tunnels that were under it. And only now, when we got into Rafah, only now when we took the Philadelphia line, we discovered hundreds of tunnels, some of them wide enough for trucks to go right. in and bring ammunition for Hamas. Of course, against the promise of Egypt, and sadly, against promises we got from the administration in the United States in former years, that they said we will see that when they imposed and pressured us into a ceasefire, and the saying was we would take care with Egypt that the smuggling of ammunition for Hamas will stop. It did not stop. We got this October 7th. We have to work together, like Prime Minister Netanyahu said in Congress. We will do the job. We will fight this radical Islamist, jihadist, terrorist that are in our borders and trying to threaten the entire free world. We will do the job that the entire free world needs to do. Just let us do it.
Yeah.
Just give us the credit and the time that we need in the UN Security Council, in the ammunition, in the support that we need to eliminate this evil and do justice
and now
for
what
the
about
entire
your,
world.
And now what about your people there? You know, what we're seeing on our media are a number of Israelis who are saying that Benjamin Netanyahu Prime Minister Netanyahu needs to focus on negotiations to get hostages back home, regardless of finishing the war.
Of course. When we talk to families of people that their loved ones are in captivity, and I had a family member that was. That was considered captive, and later it was discovered that he was missing, and we found him near the border, but he was considered a captive. And of course, the families, you cannot judge them
right.
for demanding of every doing everything and not taking the consequences into account. I have a little bit of a problem with political players that cynically use this. Those families and try to pressure Israel from within mm-hmm. Israel and from outside of Israel mm-hmm. into basically surrendering to Hamas. I know that the U.S., I said before that the U.S. and Israel have shared values. One of the values that used to be rock solid in the U.S. and in Israel was that you don't negotiate with terrorists. We don't negotiate because it will only create the next event.
Right.
That it will only create the next extortion.
Right.
So you have to eliminate the evil. You have to do whatever you can with all your powers to release the hostages. And that's what Israel has done. We heard about those six hostages that were murdered viciously by Hamas. But the IDF recovered their bodies. And last week, was a living hostage that was released, and a few weeks before they held other bodies that were released by the IDF, and people who were murdered on October 7th, and some of the hostages were released by, thankfully, thank God, alive by the IDF. That's the way to do it. You have to put the pressure on Hamas. You have to put the pressure from within Israel and, again, outside, from the U.S. I would expect the pressure from the administration, from all the other, for all the freedom-loving countries, from the U.S. administration and all other countries, only on Hamas. Sadly, instead of sanctioning Hamas and everyone who is giving them any kind of refuge or help or extending any kind of aid to Hamas, instead of sanctioning them, instead of sanctioning the terrorists, instead of sanctioning the Houthis in Yemen, we have sanctions, believe it or not, in Israel on American citizens that try to prevent aid from going to Hamas and demonstrating in the streets against this. So they're getting sanctioned by the U.S. administration. Their bank accounts are frozen. Their assets are frozen because they dared say, stop giving aid to Hamas. There is a lawsuit taking place now in the U.S. on this issue.
Right.
No, this is unheard of. That during the war, the sanctions not going on terrorists, but they're going on the people who find the terrorists.
Representative, yeah.
That's
Simca.
Unheard of.
Representative Simca, you raised a very good point, because Stan Cassascio here, co-hosting with Kathy, one of the things that really bothers me is this: what you found, that all this money that been used, that been given to the Palestinian people to help the Palestinian people, has gone to build these tunnels, has gone to buy these rockets, has gone to arm these people to kill people. It's the most amazing thing. When they call us far right, what they're saying is they're against common sense. Everything that you have spoken about is common sense. You follow the line all the way down. If you follow the line of common sense, you understand the Churchillian concept that you can't be like Chamberlain and just give in, give in, give in, because eventually it becomes worse. So you made a very good point. One other thing that bothers me so much is these people kill in the name of Allah, God. And what bothers me the most is, if you believe in God, why would you want to stoop to the lowest form of animal life and kill another human being? When I look at the faces of these hostages, it just tears me up. So, you know, stand strong and keep fighting.
Yeah, and thank you very much for listening and for all the aid. That I have to say, whenever I get to the, whenever I hear people speaking in the U.S., I know that the vast majority of the public in the United States and elected officials support this fight against evil. This is a fight of good versus evil. And this is, as you said, this is common sense. And for some very strange reasons that I cannot understand, some of those terror tunnels and rockets and cars and even military training to some of those murderers, I'm sad to say, was paid by our taxpayers. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying our taxpayer because it's U.S. taxpayer, hundreds of millions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars over the years that mm-hmm. went to train those terrorists. And I'm talking also about Israeli taxpayer. It's not. It's like we just decided in the West to turn a blind eye to evil and hoped it would go away. And we discovered on October 7th that that's not going to happen. And if we won't fight against evil, evil is here to stay. So we have to
fight it in order to eliminate it. I'm so glad you said that. Sir, because we see it here in America. It's as if common sense has gone on vacation when you have open borders, when we're dealing with world leaders like Russia and China in the manner in which we are. It has been devastating on our own country. We see the results of this devastation. We can no longer pretend all is well. And I'm grateful when I see Israel doing the opposite of what many of your allies are encouraging you to do, like have negotiations with people who very charter say they want to destroy you, annihilate you. Yeah. But let me just say, before we get off, we only have a few more minutes here, but before we get off, I want to make sure that I understand you correctly, because I think you're right, and I never thought about it until you just said it. What we are seeing here in America are two options. One is what Benjamin Netanyahu and people like yourself are espousing, which is we need to do whatever is necessary to destroy and end Hamas, versus the other option, which feels like the world is telling Israel to capitulate, do whatever you need to do, and get your hostages back. It seems like that, like those are the two choices that are being presented. Is that accurate?
Those are the two options that are being presented in the media. In reality, the options are not even that. One option is to fight and eliminate Hamas, and not only Hamas, because we know this evil comes from Iran. We know this evil is being funded, sadly, by Qatar, that funds, by the way, I am sure that within a 5 mile radius of where you sit now in Philadelphia, there are mosques that preach the same jihadist ideology that is going in the mosques in Gaza, and it's paid by Qatar, I have to tell you. But it's the same kind of jihadist ideology that goes all around the world and comes from Iran and Qatar and in Hamas and Hezbollah, that we have to fight it. That's one. The other option is not even to release all the hostages. The other option is to continue to give place to extortion. Maybe release 10 hostages, 15 hostages, and decide that the rest are going to be doomed forever, never to be released, and actually surrender to Hamas and stop the war. That are the options that are standing in our way, and we must be strong to say, no, we will fight, we will eliminate Hamas, we will make sure our children will never experience October 7th again. And this is our commitment. This is commitment of our generation. For too many years, the world has turned a blind eye to evil.
Thank you so much, sir. And perhaps as you uphold your promise to your own children there in Israel, you are doing the same thing for the rest of us around the world. So thank you for your fight, Minister Simcha Rothman. I truly appreciate you jumping in and helping us to understand.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.